Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Pesachim 95, the idea of Hallel. The Gemara talks about what's the reason why do we not exclude the second Pesach from the Hallel as well, that we say Hallel for a second Pesach and Pesach Sheni as it is prepared. If you prefer, the Gemara says, say that the verse excludes only a night that is not consecrated as a festival, but it does not exclude a day that is not consecrated as a festival. And if you prefer, say, as we learned elsewhere in a Braisa later on, is it possible that the people of Israel would slaughter their Pesach offerings or take hold of their Lulavim and not recite Hallel? The notes point out, since slaughtering the Pesach is a mitzvah, it should be accompanied by the recitation of Hallel. This applies to the second Pesach just as to the first. Similarly, the mitzvah of taking hold of the lulav and esrog on Sukkos is accompanied by a Hallel. Meaning, as Rashi points out in the notes here, when we do a mitzvah, we should be singing Hallel, we should be happy. We shouldn't be grumpy, we shouldn't be grudging to do a mitzvah, to do chesed, to do things for others. We should be happy to do things for others. We should literally be singing, jumping for joy, humming the tunes of nigunim, of songs of gladness on our lips and in our souls and in our hearts. Don't just do a mitzvah out of begrudgingness. Don't just do it a mitzvah grumpy, as you have to do it with the grunts like I just showed. In general, you should do mitzvahs because you're happy to do the mitzvahs and you should be happy to do the mitzvahs. Just as the Gemara here talks about, how could a person bring a lulav and not say Hallel? How could a person bring a Karban Pesach and not say Hallel? In our lives, every day of our lives, how could we do a mitzvah and not say Hallel? How could we do something to help the world, to follow in Hashem's ways, to do a chasadim for others, to do mitzvahs for others and not be happy? Be happy in your mitzvahs. Be happy in your actions. Be happy in what you do for others and what you do for the world. And don't just do the mitzvah, but do the mitzvah b'simcha uv'tuv levov, with a gladdened heart, with a happy heart, and with shirim balev, with the shirim in the heart. The Gemara talks that we're happy to do the Pesach and Lulav, and we say Hallel on those days because of that. So too in our own lives, we should be happy and joyous to do mitzvahs, and when we do mitzvahs, we should be full of joy, full of simcha, to be able to do the mitzvahs. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 96 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.